Baby, wake up. Good morning. It is. See this sunlight coming through the blinds. I know I don't want to either, but we have to. Really? Throwing the covers over your head. You're such a child. Come on, baby. We have to get up. We do. How about if you get up, I will make you coffee. I thought that might pique your interest. Of course, in order for me to make you coffee, you have to let me go first. Squeezing me tighter is not helping. You know, I'm not going to be able to get up and go to the kitchen while you have your arms wrapped around me. But this does feel good. Okay, you win. Let's just lie in bed together a little longer. But let me go for a second so I can turn over. I don't want to face you. No, it's not a trap. I want to be able to put my arms around you too. Much better. Now I can wrap myself around you and run my fingers up and down your back and tangle them in your hair, which looks very messy right now. You must have moved about in bed a lot last night. Oh, I'm positive mine looks amazing. Okay, enough teasing. Let me bury my face in your chest and pull you closer. But just for a moment. Then we have to get up. Don't think I don't know what you're doing. You're running your fingers through my hair. You know how much I love that. You aren't fighting fair. Tomorrow is Saturday, and I promise you, we can spend all morning lying in bed together. But for now, we have to get up. I promise, no alarms, nowhere to go. Just you and me, all tangled up together. Me too. That's my perfect moment.